Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You got things you can watch or read or listen to, whatever you need, whatever you got on your mind, however much time you have. We have something that will fit there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jonathan Zook. He's the president of ACT, Association of Competitive Technologies, actonline.org. Check it out when you get a chance. This is a great voice for the technology industry, especially the small business technology industry. Jonathan, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about privacy at what price, security at what price, what are we willing to let businesses know about us, what are we comfortable with letting the government know about us. Businesses want, Jonathan, want to connect with us, want to keep up with us so they can help, they can sell us stuff. Governments are say, our government is saying it wants to track us and keep up with us so they can provide us with national security. Isn't that right?
Which is another type of convenience.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the point I'm trying to make. And the bottom line is, Jonathan, is over the last 12 or 13 years since you and I first started talking about this, we've all gotten more inured to accepting of this kind of what we would have called 12 years ago nothing less than an intrusion, maybe even unconstitutional. Some people are still saying that, aren't they?
Well, sure. I mean, some people would suggest that we're being sheep.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if you remember, there was an old Twilight Zone episode called To Serve Man, and it was all about these aliens that came down to the planet to give us stuff, right? They ended war. They ended famine.
Right.
And they didn't want anything in return. At first there was resistance, but everybody realized, the stuff has all worked. They've done everything they've said. They had this book that they got a hold of, and they decoded. The title of the book was To Serve Man, and they said, well, maybe this is real, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Maybe they just are altruistic race of aliens. And then they started an exchange program where you can go visit their planet. And as the primary character, the narrator of the show, was boarding one of these spaceships to visit the alien planet, someone that worked for him came running up and said, we decoded the rest of the book. It's a cookbook.
It's a cookbook. Well, no, and folks, Jonathan's making a joke, but it is something to think about. You know, we have the Fourth Amendment that really goes back, Jonathan, to English. I have a quote here. I want to read you from William Pitt, the youngest Prime Minister of England, and he said this in 1763, almost 100 years after the 1666 English Bill of Rights was published. And here's what he said about what the government could do. The poorest man may in his cottage bid defiance to all the forces of the crown. His cottage may be frail, the roof may shake, the wind may blow through it, the storm and the rain may enter. The rain may enter, but the King of England and all of his men cannot enter.
Right.
Now that gave rise to our Fourth Amendment. And we've come a long way from that from that principle, haven't we, Jonathan?
We sure have. It's an ongoing issue about what your priorities are. I mean, it's been said that if you give up your freedom for security, you don't deserve either. Right?
That's what I think. Franklin was the one who said that.
That's
so,
right.
Something
Benjamin
like that.
Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. And so, what is your opinion about when the government says they need to store our the record of our phone calls, not the content, but the record of our phone calls, in order to provide us with security. Do they need to know about all of us to protect all of us? Can they not track? Shouldn't they be good enough to track the bad guys without roping all of us in, Jonathan?
I guess I don't know the answer to that, right?
But you're a technology guy. You know what technology is available.
Well, I mean, I do, but the behavior of bad guys is pretty similar to the behavior of good guys until the bad guys are bad.
Yeah.
And so you're looking for changes in patterns and indicators in behavior that are, patterns that would lead to bad behavior.
Yeah.
Starts to become a little bit like that movie Minority Report, right?
Right.
You're trying to look at behavioral patterns and from them determine if someone's going to commit a crime.
Right.
And that's how you prevent things from happening instead of enforcing afterwards. But the drawback of that is that you need to be watching everybody to see what they might do.
But if that's where we've come, see what's happened. Here's what's happened, Jonathan. The definition of terrorism is to create chaos. It's not to kill people. It's to create chaos. Isn't
right?
Hasn't the terrorists taken us to another level of chaos with all this now? But the government going these extra miles to snoop on us to know what we're doing and to actually come into our cottage against the Constitution, perhaps. Aren't they still creating chaos when we allow ourselves to behave this way?
I mean, people said that about the Patriot Act when it was passed in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that was different. We're going to talk about this some more with Jonathan Zuck after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. It's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.